All right, there we go. We are at 1 o'clock, so admitting the rest of the people and turning my mic on so everybody can actually hear me instead of just talking out loud. There's a lot of people in the room here, so I have to control everybody's microphones and cameras, so my apologies about that. I'll do the best I can to both admit people and then switch to the people that are speaking. Okay, so for starters, my name is Andrew Walgus. I'm the managing partner of 1812 FC. It is incredible to have everybody here. There are still people coming in, and we're going to let them keep coming in while I do this. So what I am going to do after I say hello to everybody is I'm going to share a screen and go through a very small presentation. The whole thing should take about 15 or 20 minutes. I am more than happy to answer questions if we can figure out a way to get those questions to us. The easiest way would be probably to email info@1812fc.com. That's numbers, 1812fc.com. And I'll try to check those towards the end as well. All right. So let me share screen here. And we will start to take you all through this presentation. Participants up here. All right, and then as I introduce the various groups that are going to be speaking, I will unleash their audio, so to speak, so they can introduce themselves as well. Hopefully everybody can see this. I think we're set here. All right, so for starters, it is my absolute pleasure to be here. I have a group of people that I really want to thank for participating first and foremost, and I'll go through those names very quickly. But Peter Racco, Andrew Gray, Mark Cristanti, Will DeVillis, Ronan Cordell, Jacob Sanderson, Mayor Jeff Lehman, Nina Brancasio from the City of Barrie, the people from Georgian College, Commissioner Dino Rossi and Carmelina Moscato, and Anthony Tatera from the Canadian Premier League, as well as Graham Snee from the Huronia District Soccer Association. I also want to thank Chris Simon with the Barrie Advance, Sean Gibson with Barrie Today, John Jocks from the Northern Tribute, and Mike Miller from the Premier Podcast. And I have family on the line as well, so thank you all for being here in addition. So let me take you through this real quick, and then I'm going to also introduce Peter, whose mic I am going to unmute. We'll ask you to unmute, Peter. And tell you sort of how we got here today, which is a very exciting day. Many months ago, I got contacted by a very excitable supporter of soccer from the Barrie region, who's on the line today, Ronan Cordell. And he came to me and said via social media, "Hey, I see that you've started a soccer club. I'm looking to do the same in Barrie, and I was hoping to speak with you about getting some advice on the process and what you went through to do that." It just so happened that I had family that lives in Toronto for the last 30-plus years. I've been fortunate enough to go up and visit, and I was headed there in January before all of this craziness went down. And I agreed to meet with Ronan, just sit down and have a brief conversation about my experience and talk about Barrie. After that conversation, which was really incredible, I sensed his exceptional passion and the passion of a very growing fan base in Barrie, and I decided I really wanted to get involved in this project. Unfortunately, at the time, my hands were very, very full. I am the owner of Atlantic City FC, which is a team that competes in the National Premier Soccer League in the United States' unofficial fourth division. And we had just become U.S. Open Cup eligible. You have more people, I have to admit, very quickly. Essentially, we found out that we had to field an entirely new team for the U.S. Open Cup starting in March because college players were not eligible. So I just didn't have the time needed to really get involved at a very high level. Outside of just advising. Obviously, the circumstances changed dramatically. We all know what happened in sports shut down. And as a result of that, I was able to really focus my time and energy on helping out with this project and putting a team together that would make this a reality as opposed to just a concept. So, and people are still joining, so we're still admitting. So, in essence, one of the first people that I came in contact with on this journey to figure out whether or not this was viable and what the market conditions were like is Peter. And Peter has a vast expertise in the Canadian soccer landscape, and that was really something else to behold as far as the conversations we had about the future and potential for the league, for the country, and just the amazing amount of work that's being done on that landscape. So we started speaking more and more, and through conversations decided that we could make this possible with the people that were willing to come on. The first conversation we then had was with Barry Soccer Club. We knew we had fans because of the Kemperfell crew and Ronan's group there. Barry Soccer Club was the first group that we really reached out to see if there was a partnership to be formed. And fortunately with Will and Mark, that was a very easy conversation to have. They were incredible. And from the outset, we realized this really had a tremendous amount of potential. And could do really great things for the community in a landscape that's really growing. So Peter and I then, with the help of Barry Soccer Club, reached out to League One Ontario and Dino, who's there, to try to start the process, which, by the way, the theme of this meeting is going to be on all fronts. We have just started the process of this team, the process of league admission, the process of securing a stadium. They are all at the basic planning stages. So in order to do that, we need community support, we need sponsors, we need fans, and that's why we're all here today. So Peter, you can come on as well.
Sure.
All right.
Well, first and foremost, good afternoon all, and thanks for joining us on this exciting day for the City of Barrie, Simcoe County, and really the soccer communities within. I'd like to thank Andrew, Will, and Mark from the Barrie Soccer Club, Ronan from the Sports Trust, for inviting me into this exceptional group of like-minded sports enthusiasts. As Andrew alluded to, I joined this team in an advisory role because it's really a unique way to apply some of my experiences and skill sets to a project that will have a meaningful impact for the City of Barrie, the youth footballers in the community, and more broadly speaking, I guess, Canada soccer. So this is a space that I'm passionate about, I care deeply about, and as you can tell, I'm probably pretty excited about it.
Absolutely. And we do, right from the outset, want to thank the community on all fronts, because the reception has just been absolutely overwhelming, both from the media, from the government, from obviously Barrie Soccer Club, but also from the Greater Huronia Associated Soccer group. We know that there is immense passion, not just in Barrie proper, but in the surrounding towns, and we really hope to be part of that greater community, with this brand. At some point, I'll probably have to lock it because I can only take so many more people in.
Yeah, it looks like we're at 60 plus now, so kudos to
60 plus, and it's still climbing, and that's wonderful. We're really appreciative of the support. So I want to bring in, as we go down this little slideshow here, things about soccer. As far as the growth, Barrie in the next 14 years is scheduled to double in size. There's a tremendous amount of influx of various cultures that are coming into the community, which is an incredible thing to see. And one of the things that they bring from all corners of the earth is a passion for soccer. For our sponsors, not only does that mean engaging with an up-and-coming segment of the community, but if you look at some of these statistics, marketing to the soccer fan is a very advantageous thing. They're highly educated, passionate, usually in the higher demographic in terms of earnings. And, you have a fan base, I think, that is on the rise in terms of sport. In terms of worldwide sport, esports is the number one growing sport in the world. Second, still, despite 130 years of history, is soccer. It's still by far the most popular sport in the world. So the Canadian landscape, in my opinion, is just totally untapped. With the growth of CPL being absolutely unlimited, the collegiate players that come out of the Canadian ranks are absolutely incredible. And the Barrie Soccer Club can talk more to this. They've already got a huge track record of producing players into the pro ranks who've spent their youth careers with Barrie Soccer Club. But as far as marketing goes, you know, that's tremendous. We also, again, I can't stress this enough, and I mentioned the reporters who have already been kind enough to do pieces on the team, but we're getting just the tremendous initial buzz from the community, which just means the world to us, and hopefully we can keep that going. It is our goal, and Ronan will address this a little bit more with the community group, to really engage with every community-focused organization, whether it's, you know, Boys and Girls Club, whether it's food banks. We really want to be part of that Barrie community and have them at the games and have them presenting and be part of the experience with social media as well. Okay, so let's see, because I've got so many participants here that I got to make sure that Will can be heard, because otherwise we got Jeremy Hall on. It's fantastic. I admitted so many people, but I didn't see who came. By the way, we did a short video. I encourage everybody to watch it. When we tried to play it through Zoom, unfortunately, it did not. Work in terms of the choppiness. So I encourage everybody to go watch that ahead of time. Will, are you able to hear me now? Will and Mark.
We have you here, Andrew. It seems as if we've got audio, but as you can see, our screen is probably taking the first technical difficulty of the day. So, but we can definitely hear you and see you loud and clear.
Okay, no worries, no worries. I appreciate that. Let's see if I can do anything to fix the video for you. But I want to bring up the Barrie Soccer Club slide so that everybody can see that as well. Let's see. Anything I can do. It looks like your video is set, but that's fine. Will and Mark, feel free to just introduce yourselves and talk a little bit about Barrie Soccer Club.
Fabulous. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you to everyone for joining us today on this wonderful day. We've been waiting for this day to come. It's extremely exciting for everybody involved, and we're very happy to be a part of it. A little bit about the Barrie Soccer Club. We're currently in our 52nd year of operation. And again, we are absolutely ecstatic to be a part of this partnership. We want to bring the highest level of soccer in Ontario to the beautiful city of Barrie. Our vision has always been to be a leading club in Ontario. And we believe that through our high quality development and competitive programs that we offer to our youth players, that we're a destination club within the region of Huronia and beyond. The partnership with 1812 FC Barrie will only make our club stronger and provide additional opportunities for pathways for our players. I've been personally myself with the club for approximately 13 years in various different roles, such as competitive director, currently vice president, and club head coach. I've seen the club change within the community and grow throughout those years. Barrie has somewhat been known as a hockey town, but our club has made a lot of noise recently, especially to change that viewpoint in our city. With two recent visits to the Ontario Championship, several university scholarships coming out of our club, players going on to signing professional contracts, and then a recent induction into the Barrie Sports Hall of Fame, we've attracted a lot of attention to our club. And we believe that the partnership with 1812 FC Barrie is essentially the cherry on top for our club. As part of our partnership, the Barrie Soccer Club will be responsible for the technical side of 1812, inclusive of hiring coaches, recruiting players, both at the senior and reserve team level, and ultimately the on-field product. And we're extremely excited about that because we feel that that is one of our strongest attributes here at the club. We look forward to continue working with our grassroots coaches to develop a system that we can implement through the grassroots all the way up to the highest level of our club. You know, based on that, you know, I'll just reiterate that we are ecstatic to be working with these group of individuals to bring soccer to Barrie, professional soccer to Barrie, a high level of play for our players to kind of work their way from, you know, U7, U8, U9, all the way through that pathway.
along with Mark's help from a technical side, we know that we can do that. So what I'll do now is I'll kind of turn over to Mark to give you a little bit of insight on the technical piece and kind of where we see the Barrie Soccer Club going.
Thanks, Will. Good afternoon, everybody. So I just want to say, as the technical director of the Barrie Soccer Club, I'm very excited to be part of this partnership to bring high-performance soccer to the city of Barrie. As a club, we feel this partnership will provide a complete pathway for all of our players within our club and the surrounding areas who have the goal to play at the highest level. Our plan in the next coming months is to hire and recruit coaching staff and players with the goal to have players ensure that the technical vision of 1812 FC is aligned with the Barrie Soccer Club player development pathway from grassroots through to the senior level. We look forward to working with 1812 FC to potentially secure a place for both men's and women's League One in Ontario. League One Ontario is the highest level of competition within the province and has led to players signing professional contracts in the MLS, NWSL. This also provides Barrie Soccer Club players an opportunity to play at the highest level for their hometown after returning from university in the offseason. For those excited about the pathway being created at the Barrie Soccer Club 1812 FC, we strongly encourage you to become part of our club program. Please feel free to contact the Barrie Soccer Club for more information. We look forward to exciting times ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. You know, I want to stress and just make sure everybody is aware of where we are in this process. We have not applied officially to League One Ontario. We started communication with them, but obviously that process has to work itself out. So we just want to make sure that we're on the same page with everybody. That process begins today, effectively. So we are really, really grateful for the conversation that we've had with them and really grateful for all the support that we've gotten from the groups around the Huronia region. Peter, anything you want to add to that as well?
Yeah, I mean, just generally speaking, we're really excited to get working on bringing 1812 FC, you know, a professionally run soccer organization to this great city. I think the fundamental elements for success are here, and they're very apparent, starting with the grassroots involvement from a Barrie Soccer Club, Mark and Hook. I think over the next 12 months, we'll continue to engage the community, tracking and incorporating the community's feedback to really improve the club and improve what we're doing, gearing up for 2021. You know, I think Barrie in general is, and the surrounding communities are ready to elevate their standing and Canada's rapidly growing soccer landscape, let's call it. And I think 1812 FC can be a fundamental part of that. But first and foremost, I think it's important, as Mark and Will and Andrew have emphasized, and I think we'll hear from Ronan later, is that 1812 FC Barrie is a community club. So I encourage anybody who's interested in getting involved in any capacity to reach out to wear your 1812 FC scarf with pride around the town and to spread the word.
Absolutely. And that goes for anybody who has interest in things that are outside of on-the-pitch activities. We're looking for people who are interested in marketing, people who are interested in community relations. We will work with anybody in any capacity to try to make you part of this community. That's probably a good time to then introduce the reason we're actually all here, because as much as I would like to take credit for this, this is absolutely 100% not possible if we did not have a very, very dedicated supporters group that started this entire process. So let's see if I can introduce Ronan and Jacob here. Okay, let's unmute Ronan. All right, and let's get Jacob here as well. We're working through the technology, folks. It's always fun. Everybody loves a good Zoom performance. I'm sure we've all been on it a lot. All right, let's unmute you too as well, Jacob. All right, you guys. All right, good to see you guys. So Ronan is truly the founder of soccer in Barrie in terms of the ambitions to build a professional club that got me involved to get everybody else involved. But I wouldn't have done anything had he not contacted me, sold me on the city, really just made it a place that I could not be involved in. And I'm forever grateful for that because really the community that is up there is incredibly special. I can't emphasize this enough. I don't know that the rest of the world knows how special it is, but I really am hoping that through this team and our efforts and our growth, we can really shine the light on Barrie, the city, and the amazing community that exists up there, which really is unrivaled in a lot of ways. So, Ronan, with that, I will leave it to you to speak on the Kempenfelt crew.
Well, hello and welcome, and thank you, everybody, for being here today. Just to introduce myself, my name is Ronan. I'm from Dublin, Ireland, and I've made Barrie my home for the last six, almost 7 years. It's an absolute honor and privilege to be here today. It's amazing to think, though, how this project started from a couple of posts on Reddit and following stuff up on LinkedIn. Like, it's incredible. I still don't think that people of Barrie know how many soccer fans there is there. Like, the reaction we've had is absolutely unbelievable. I wish to thank all the people that are made today possible. I would like to especially thank both Peter and Andrew for believing in me, and more importantly, believing in the city of Barrie and indeed the Huronia region. I have no doubt that between Peter, Andrew, Will and Mark, that we will be having a very successful team and a team to be proud of. And I feel humbled that it is my job to make sure that we have the best fans in the league and the best fans within the community at large. When I started this, it was for the love of the game. It was for a passion for how to have a team to support, for wanting something that I belong to and the people of Barrie that they would belong to it as well. I ask for any soccer fans who are out there, if they could please get in touch with the Kempenfelt crew, if you really want to support the team, if you want to be active in supporting the team, we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter, we have an Instagram, or you can email me on kempcrewronan@gmail.com. Once finally things start getting back to normal, we'll be organising meetups in our HQ, which will be the British Arms there in lovely downtown Barrie, where we'll get together with other like-minded soccer fans and really start a soccer community within the city. Now, for community initiatives, I'm going to pass you over to my fellow crew member, Jacob. Thank you very much, guys.
First off, I want to introduce myself and thank everyone for being here today. We couldn't have made it here without you. I just want to say, I've been here since day one, and I cannot believe that we are here today making this announcement. We couldn't have made it here without the support of the community. The Kempenfelt crew wants to give back to our community. We would love for any local charities or groups to reach out for us for a partnership. Together, we can all make a difference in our region and foster a community of acceptance and care for one another. I've been busy the last couple of weeks getting in touch with several organizations. We have an incredible amount of interest, and we're looking forward to seeing what we can achieve with these community groups. And as we mentioned before, all day today in this meeting, this is a community club, this is for the city of Barrie, and it's for the people of Barrie, and we want to be involved in any way we can in the community. So please feel free to reach out for us if you want to be involved in any capacity. We're here.
It's fantastic. Thank you, Jacob. Appreciate it. All right, only a couple more things to show you guys and reveal. Our merchandise is live. These are the initial kit designs for 1812 FC. We tried to take inspiration from a variety of different places, obviously the color scheme. And I want to thank, by the way, Derek Reese, who may or may not be on this call, but he is the graphic designer who has done a lot of work for me over the years with Atlantic City FC and also designed these crests and kits. You know, we really want to try to be a team that is proud of what the region brings to the table. And in addition to great people, the natural beauty of Barrie and the surrounding area is absolutely unrivaled. What we have is a kit, at least our initial kit, that we are trying to invoke the feeling of fall and the changing of colors and that type of feeling with this as summer turns into fall and hopefully our aspirations turn into the professional rank. So these are our three kits. We're using a supplier called Icarus, which is based in the States that a lot of lower-level clubs have worked with. I encourage you to check them out. We've really been very, very grateful for the designs. The scarves and the hats are from Global Scarves, again, who does fantastic work. Where we are with all of these is pre-order stage. Once we hit a certain threshold, that's the minimum to order, the orders will be placed and sent out. You know, we've had a great initial response already, so I anticipate those minimal orders will be filled. There's also space on the web for T-shirts and season tickets and things like that that you could buy. I actually have this is the goalkeeper kit, I should point out. This is probably my favorite thing in the world. If you're a fan of a particular show whose name I don't want to actually name, and you know what the True North is, then maybe appreciate what it would be like to be behind that as a keeper. So we also have T-shirt designs, again, for sale. And, you know, really just to be very upfront about what it is for a community soccer team to operate. In addition to operating as a nonprofit, every dollar that gets made through a T-shirt sale, a scarf sale, it all goes to support players to allow us to field the team, to pay for the seasons, to handle training, to handle indoor facilities in the winter. That is not cheap. It costs a lot of money to run a team. Fortunately, we have great support already built, but the focus of why we do things in merchandising and scarf sales and what have you, it all goes to support the team. When you're fielding a men's and women's team, especially right from the outset, there's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be built in from day one. So we really do appreciate all of that. But at the same time, we want to emphasize that we're trying to make everything very family friendly and affordable. The season ticket package, which includes a free hat and scarf, I think we have for sale for $75. Again, you know, all of this is subject to the proper channels of approval from League One Ontario and that entire process as far as where we're going to play as well. So, you know, just a couple of pieces of information for potential sponsors, what we're going to do for you as an organization. Our goal is to try to align with sponsors that really make sense for the community brand that we're trying to build, and we're going to try very hard to organically promote your brand in the community through our players, our staff, our management at all times all year. So even though the season may be fairly short, at least at the League One Ontario level, we will be a year-round club in multiple respects in that way. I think I've introduced the executive team already, so you know, these are all those people, same people. And this is how to get in touch with us. I think that pretty much sums it up. Peter, is there anything else you wanted to add to the conversation? If you're still there. Did I shut you off accidentally? Don't think I did. Did we lose you? It's possible we lost Peter. Okay.
Well, Peter's on. It looks like his screen is just muted.
Okay. No worries. Let's see if I can... if I can fix that. All right. Well, nevertheless, okay. There's also, you know, people that I want to thank that are involved with the team and doing work with us as well. Andrew Gray, who's a terrific footballer in his own right. I think he's in the room, but I'm not quite positive. And he is also working with us on the digital marketing side. So we're very grateful to have him as well. I want to give a huge shout out to Jeremy Hall. I've been trying to get Jeremy Hall to play for one of my teams for many years, and I'm hoping this is the team he eventually suits up for. But again, since we have not quite been accepted into the league and we have not been approved and field a roster, et cetera, it's all a little bit premature, but we're very excited to have incredible human beings working with the organization to just help us get this right. More than anything else, that's the key aspect. So, I think that pretty much sums everything up. I want to thank everybody again for being here. I can't thank you enough for the initial support that we've gotten from this. Let's see if I stop sharing the screen. It'll probably just go back on me. There we go. I just want to thank everybody again for everything in terms of initial support. Call or email info@1812FC, and we'll be happy to field any of the inquiries and work again. Things are just getting started here, so look for plenty more announcements to come in the future. Anybody want to say any final things? Let's see. We gotta unmute you. I don't know why. I'm sorry, Peter. I was muted.
Not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. I think the only I think I was saying there's roughly 80 to 100 people on this call. So if there's an opportunity for questions, I think we'd be happy to answer. I'm not sure it's technically possible to answer questions here, but.
Yes, I would be happy to ask the mayor to speak if he would like to. I can unmute the mayor if he would like to speak. Let's see. I will ask to unmute. Let's see.
All right.
There, hey. Can you hear me? Mayor Jeff, how are you?
I'm great, and nice to see everybody, and nice to see such a turnout on this Zoom. I'm not going to take up time because I'm sure there's a lot of questions for you guys, but I did want to just say, as both a former player, soccer parent, and a huge enthusiast, it's very exciting to see pro soccer, you know, coming to our city. I think the logo, the name, the efforts that you're already making are reflective of the community that this team will come into. And you're right about how the community is changing and growing. We see it. We're the ones who build soccer fields versus ball diamonds versus ice surfaces and cricket pitches and all of the things that we build. And we know how strong the demand is for the game. And we're excited that at this level of play, our young people will have that quality of game to experience and to look up to, and the connection, of course, to the Buried Soccer Club, who are doing an incredible job growing the game. So I will leave it there and just say thank you to all of you for your interest in Barry and your support in our community. And to everybody who's on the call, thank you for coming out, showing support for Kempfel Crew and otherwise. Keep doing that. We know that's important to getting the team recognized and getting things up and running. So thank you. Thanks for letting me say a few things.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mayor. I really appreciate it. All right, Peter, we could take some of these questions because I see the chat works and we can field questions.
This is awesome.
Very exciting.
I see Jonathan. Jonathan, you asked a little bit about League One and applications. I mean, that's an ongoing process. There's no formal announcement from the league. It's something that, you know, we're keeping in touch with several key stakeholders there at the league, notably Dino Rossi, who's a commissioner, has done tremendous work bringing that league to life over the last 10 years and growing that league. So in terms of a time frame, let's wait and see. But we'll be sure to be diligent on that.
We should also stress the league is in the middle of dealing with this pandemic and handling the players that were expecting to play a season this year. I'm very sympathetic to that. What they have to do is first and foremost focus on that and not worry about clubs in 2021. So, you know, the whole process is a little bit shifted because of that. But we'll certainly keep the community aware of everything as we go through that process. Let's see, there was another question. Let's see. Getting games covered on TV. Yeah, we'll certainly look at all media opportunities, both radio coverage and television coverage. Certainly everything will be recorded and streamed at a high level. That's a guarantee. You know, so that's important to note. As far as, let's see, any other questions that we got there? Yeah, I mean, we have no time frame as far as tryouts right now to announce, because first we have to wait for restrictions to be lifted and for that all to be safe. Barry Soccer Club will definitely be making those announcements as far as the time and place of those tryouts. If I had to guess, I would hope for sometime in the early portion of the fall, once things are safe. But again, it's a little bit premature to make those calls until we know that everything is open and careful. I realize Ontario has gone into their phase, reopening, but we just want to make sure that we pick a date that's far enough into the future. It gives people time to handle that. Do you guys want to say anything from Barry Soccer Club on that end, as far as tryouts and what have you?
Yeah, Andrew, I think obviously we're currently still dealing with the pandemic and the restrictions and protocols that are in place here in Ontario. But obviously, as we get into stage three, hopefully somewhere down the road here later on in the year, we hope to be able to open that up. Unfortunately, at this point right now, we are restricted by those protocols that are currently in place. But the minute that those are lifted, we are super excited to be able to move forward with it. In the meanwhile, obviously, our plan will be to sit down and plan our strategy on how that will happen. And as soon as we get the opportunity to do so, we will definitely, we're going to be jumping on it.
No question. One of the questions that had that came up was in relation to player compensation and the name professional versus, you know, a lot of people throw around the term semi-professional, which I tend to not understand what that means. You either run things professionally or you do not run things professionally. I've never run anything semi-professionally. As far as player compensation goes, there are very strict rules in League One that have to be taken into account. Not only that, but players' college eligibility is something that we are wholly focused on making sure at no time is ever sacrificed, because a lot of players that are playing in the States, if they're compensated here, they could lose their scholarship. The rules may be very similar in Canada. So what we do want to make sure is that every single player on our team is treated like a full professional, and we would not be a player-supported team in terms of them spending a penny. If anything, what we've done in Atlantic City is tried to provide immense economic opportunity for our players through coaching, training, jobs with our sponsors, and try to settle them into the fabric of our community. And by giving them that opportunity to be settled in life, they can focus on playing in their spare time. When you're in a 3.5-month season, even though the team is going to be practicing full time and we'll be looking to extend our seasons in a variety of different ways through exhibition games, most players have full-time jobs. Most players have full-time responsibilities. And even if you are a professional player, you still may have a secondary job and other responsibilities that are huge. So it's important to note, like, the level that we're at and what that means. But our goal as an organization is to run this as a professional team from day one at the highest level possible. And that means asking our players to be professionals and treating them like professionals. I don't know what other clubs do in terms of how they handle those types of things. It's really not my concern. I'm sure everybody operates their own way. For our guys, it'll be zero cost in trying to support everything they do and making sure that they can have that balance. Peter, anything you want to add to that?
No, I think it was well put. We're coming in this to run a professional club and run a professional club with a Barrie soccer club. I think Barrie has set the standard quite high in terms of expectations in the community, and we look to continue on that pathway, but that now a more senior level.
Sure. Questions about our home venue. So we are trying to play our games at Georgian College. I will stress this process has also just started because of COVID and because they have to focus on their student body and returning in a safe environment. We have not formally applied. We are in touch with them. They are wonderful, wonderful community-driven people. We've had great conversations with them. But again, I want to stress, we do not have a formal agreement, either in the league or with the school, but that is what our goal is. And, you know, our anticipated timeline is to wait till this plays out with COVID, make sure that they have their issues settled before we try to burden them with spring planning. So once we are accepted into the league and we go through that process, once we've gotten parent sponsors, because without parent sponsors, we're not going to be accepted into the league. So all these things have to happen together. And then, you know, we can move forward with that application, but everybody is aware of what our intentions are. But we're also aware that this is a very difficult time and that people have a lot to deal with as they reopen. Right. So I think that answers the stadium. There's questions about building a stadium down the line for fully professional. Mayor Jeff, please build us a stadium. We would be more than happy to have it and use it. You know, again, these are all conversations down the line. The small steps in this is community support, right? Year one, get a team together that people are proud of. Start working with Barrie Soccer Club, start building that pathway up. One thing I'll stress is the pathway is not just about professional contracts. The pathway is about college scholarships is more than anything else. The opportunity for kids from this entire region to get high-level college scholarships from their play on the field is very much a reality with excellent coaching, dedication, and training. So where we can help that process and give players opportunities to come back home and to play at a high level and then pursue their professional career while also getting their degree, that is the sweet spot. That is what we want to be and what we want to do. And once we start with that, we can see where it takes us. All right. I guess that is it. I'm going to thank everybody for being part of this press conference. I really, really appreciate it. I hope you all stay safe, and we look forward to getting up to Barrie very soon and getting things started with 1812. So thank you all very, very much.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
And it's time right now to get to the business news with Noan Pelletier. Hi, Noan.